Concerns of E-Verify for American Ag. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. A new E-Verify bill introduced in Congress could be an enormous problem for agriculture. Jonna Miller has more.
New legislation introduced by House Judiciary Chairman Lamar Smith of Texas would require all employers in the country to use a government database to verify that employees are legally allowed to work in the United States. American Farm Bureau labor specialist Paul Schlegel says the Legal Workforce Act would have rough ramifications for U.S. agriculture.
The difficulty with E-Verify for agriculture in particular is that we currently do not have in place a system that allows us to get legal workers. You hear stories from all across the country about the difficulty farmers have in getting workers who are authorized to work. And if E-Verify is required of farmers without giving us a workable program, we're just very concerned about the potential impact on the sector.
Schlegel acknowledges it's a tough argument when unemployment figures are so high, but the bottom line is that U.S. agriculture relies on foreign workers.
There are people who contend that either farmers don't look hard enough or don't pay high enough to get workers. I spoke to a beekeeper in Colorado not long ago. They were offering $15 an hour. They could not get workers. So the unemployment rate does not seem to have an impact on the availability of labor.
Schlegel adds that Congress has been promising a fix for the Foreign Agricultural Worker Program, known as H-2A, for 25 years, but still, no fix is in sight.
Our economic study at Farm Bureau says that we have $5 to $9 billion a year in production that's in jeopardy if we cannot make this system work. It also would mean a potential drop in net farm income of between $1.5 to $3 billion a year. So the impacts are enormous.
Jonna Miller, Washington.
Well, earlier this year, lawmakers in Tennessee passed an E-Verify law that has farmers concerned over those ramifications as well. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.